Most movies never make money, and a rarefied few ever win an Academy Award. Of all the films ever made in history, only three have won the Big Five Academy Awards: Best Actor, Actress, Director, Screenplay, and Best Picture. And exactly one features insects as a main protagonist of the story. Unfortunately, it also features seven serial killers as well. Hi, everybody. This is E. Emmett Brady, host of the Insect News Network, where we take you into the world of insects beyond the creepy and the crawly, to the fun, the fascinating, the profound, and even the sublime. I am referring, of course, to the inimitable Silence of the Lambs. It's one of my favorite movies of all time, and not just because of the fascinating references to cultural entomology. And that's the theme for today's show. I look at insects in cinema, but not movies about bugs. I look at how the symbology and metaphor of the microcosm shows up in our cinema. Now, Silence of the Lamb features a lot of riveting dialogue and repulsive psychological twists. And the metaphor of human transformation is represented by Acherontia Styx, the infamous Death's Head moth. The reputation of the Acherontia is both supernatural and more than a bit superstitious because of the skull shape on its back and its strange sounds and behaviors. The names of the species in the genus, Atropos, Styx, and Lachesis, are all related to death in Greek mythology, which resonates well with the theme of Silence of the Lambs. On this episode, I look at more than a dozen movies that feature insects as metaphor for a wide array of social issues, including the life of a comatose editor of Elle magazine, the revolutionary Mirabal sisters who struggled against the bloody Trujillo regime in the Dominican Republic, the notion of transgender parenting in Thailand, and an Asperger's child coping with the loss of his father in the tragedy of the Twin Towers collapse during the attack on 9/11. I also have a top five hexapod headlines, which explore coffee as a future non-toxic pesticide and how insects use plants as telephones. We get a report from the field from Jared Heifetz in San Jose on the controversy of genetic manipulation as well. To hear more, visit our website, insectnewsnetwork.com, and type in the number 48. That's #48. And remember, it's not just about the bugs. It's about us. Imagine that.